Broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Hi, Danielle. It's Ben Crenshaw.
Ben Crenshaw. Yay. I wish you were in the clubhouse with me today. It's going to be mostly sunny, breezy, windward and mocha, isolated showers through the day. High 86 to 91. Easterlies 15 to 25 miles per hour. And if you were thinking, well, I'll go Sunday. Partly cloudy, windward and mocha, scattered showers. Let's get right to the temperature. High 86 to 91. The low 71 to 76. Let's go out and play night golf. Easterlies 15 to 20 miles per hour on the Big Island. Mostly sunny, windward, scattered showers. Leeward, isolated showers. High 86 to 91. It's going to be 92 on the Big Island on Sunday. But if you are going to go out, we've got some morning tea times. Muckalay, 8:50, 9:36, 10:52. Jack and Jill are going out today, so why not? And Volcano Golf Club, 8:32, 9:24, 10:48. Partly sunny, winds are moving along at a pretty good pace, about 60 degrees at Volcano, always a great temperature, and the volcano is just bubbling, not the golf course, the real one. Okay, now let's go to Kauai. We have at Poipu Bay, the Leadership Kauai Charity Shotgun Golf Tournament, go! Kauai Lagoons as a 9 o'clock, 11:08, and let's see now, we have at Pearl Country Club, 8:36, 9:52, 10:40, Kalalau, okay, and Turtle Bay, 9:08, 10:10, 11:38, and we've also got, that's Royal Hawaiian Country Club, 8:56, nice morning, 9:28, there's an 11:16, and the wedding party is going out. I wonder if she's going to wear her dress. Eva Beach Golf Course has an 8:30, a 9:40, a 10:58. Bayview has an 8:48, 9:12, and a 10:10. The surfers are going out for that one. It's amazing how many surfers love to play golf. I think it's so cool. I wonder what's... Wailea, Gold, 10:10, 10:50. Emerald, 10:20, 10:40. Blue, 9:40, 10:10. And 10:40 through noon is wide open, so that's an option. Weekend Warriors are on the gold course, and the Car Guys, they're on the blue course. Oh, no, the Car Guys, they're at Maui Nui, and there's an 8:46, a 9:38, and an 11:10. Got a great show lined up for you. Steve Pike, how much is it going to cost us in the future? You know, all the price gouging. No, we wouldn't be doing that. Steve Greiner, PGA, with Daniel Pinion. He is founder of Links to Freedom, Steve Greiner. Claude Brousseau, master PGA teaching professional, has a lesson for the newcomer and a lesson for the one who knows exactly what they're doing but wants to tighten it up. Mark Rolfing joins us, but first it's Michael Patrick Shields, our travel guru extraordinaire, author, Less Than Torrid Tales. After this, my name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
I'm Danielle Tucker, host of The Golf Club.
Brought to you by the Newtown Driving Range. Warm up before your round or wind down after work. The Newtown Driving Range, operated by the Casey Nakama Golf Group. Good golf, good food, and great fun. The Aloha Section PGA. Teach your kids to play golf, the game that lasts forever. Aloha Power Equipment. We put power at your fingertips. In Evilay, next to Costco Gas, and in Waipahu. And teaching pro Claude Brousseau at the Wailea Golf Academy, Maui.
The Golf Club.
On 101.1.
Hey, Michael Patrick Shields, my travel guru extraordinaire, Hollywood insider, home base, Beverly Hills. Life's rough. Radio talk show host, author, travel writer extraordinaire, host of Michigan's Big Show with Michael Patrick Shields. It's an award-winning syndicated talk show, a rare bipartisan talk show. He's heard on 12 Michigan radio stations, and I'll have to ask him if we can listen to him, like, streaming. He's also known for authoring books with Donald Trump, Larry King, Arthur Hills, and Ben Wright. He writes for USA Today, Cigar Aficionado, Golf Magazine, and dozens of other media sites. And now he's getting regular gigs, acting in Hollywood. I mean, Michael Patrick Shields, did you write Invite Yourself to the Party?
I'm sorry, but you have the wrong guest on this phone line. This is not Michael Patrick Shields. This is Larry King.
Oh, my God.
Larry King Show. You're listening to Larry King and my guest tonight. She's been on the radio for more than a quarter century talking about golf to the Hawaiian Islanders and beyond. She's in the Hawaii Golf Hall of Fame, Danielle Tucker. Welcome to the Larry King Show.
Gee, Larry. Hi. I had
I
no idea.
Your time. We're going to be taking callers from across the island and around the world for Danielle Tucker. But first, Danielle, why golf?
Why golf? Dad. You know, people say, who got you into golf? It's usually Dad. Sometimes it's Mom, but it's usually Dad. And Dad would go golfing. When I was growing up, it wasn't cool to take your kids to the golf course. But the fact that Dad was going golfing and always seemed to enjoy it and come back a little tipsy but in good humor. Yeah, it was my dad. It's all his fault.
We have a caller on the line. Caller, go ahead. You are in Hilo, Hawaii. Hello. Question for Danielle Tucker.
Danielle, where was the first place you were ever on a golf course with your father?
Oh, my goodness. Well, as I said, I actually didn't get to go on the golf course with my dad. And I'm trying to remember where the first golf course that I went. God, that's like eons ago. But one of the first golf courses I went on in Hawaii was Royal Hawaiian Country Club, which, just to let you know, Royal Hawaiian is like very dense on the back nine, or it could be the front nine, depends how they set it up. And then it's kind of wide open. You can see where your ball's definitely going to go or not, depending on how you strike it. So does that answer your question, Larry?
Scottsdale, Arizona, with a question for Danielle Tucker. Hello.
Yeah, Danielle, do you play much these days, and what's your best score?
Oh, dear. That's not fair. You're not supposed to ask a person what their best... 99.
99, like Maxwell Smart.
Yes. Yes, that's all I got on that one there.
Well, how long was the putt for 99?
Oh, the putt,
100. You were able to break 100.
Put me on the putting green, and I'm a happy camper. It's that full swing that drives me nuts. I like everything but the full swing. I think it's just nerves. Being in front of a bunch of people, yeah, my friends, laughing.
But you stood over a putt for 99, knowing that you would need this putt to break 100.
You're right.
How long was the putt?
4 feet, approximately.
4 feet is a long putt under that kind of pressure.
Yeah, but, you know, there's something about the line, the sight, the way the putter is, the way it's you know it. It's flat. It's a flat stick, you know, and there's your putter, the putter head there, and it's not doing anything special. It's not leaning over on the side, you know, and it's just there. And you take it back, and you follow through, and watch it roll. It's a wonderful thing. I really enjoy putting, unless I'm having a bad day.
Caller in Kona, Hawaii, with a question for Danielle Tucker. Kona, hello. Danielle, do you have any other jobs in addition to hosting the golf club show?
Oh, yes. Oh, my. Yes. I'm a traffic reporter. You know, I do traffic reporting. I tell people on Oahu where the accidents are or which lanes are slower than the other lanes. And maybe you should be on a surface street because there's an accident ahead. Sometimes I wish I was two people so that when I get in a car, I'm stupid. I don't check the GPS to see what the color is. You know, if it's red, don't go that way. So I do traffic reports, and I'm also raising my grandson, and he's really cool. So that it's not a job, but it is, you know. And he's wonderful. He's coming back from seeing his dad for the summer, and he'll be back on Thursday. Oh my God, I have to start cooking a lot. He's a big kid. Yeah.
Charlevoix, Michigan, with a question for Danielle Tucker. Hello. Danielle, have you ever had a hole-in-one?
Oh, gosh, no. That's something I'm still striving to accomplish. But I don't know that you can really get, you know, to the point where you can accomplish a hole-in-one. It's sort of you do your best to get the ball on the green and rolling at the right speed so that it'll go into the hole rather than lip out or go past it, because it can roll right over the hole if it's going at a certain speed. All of these things about golf, it's you know, it's interesting. I was just saying earlier that there are a lot of surfers in Hawaii who love to play golf. And I was wondering why surfers like golf. There doesn't seem to be a lot. But if I guess you're looking for your line on the wave or something like that. There must be some linear. Never mind. I digress. Yes. Thank you for the question. Cool.
Cowabunga. Have you ever been on a surfboard? Do you surf now?
Oh, goodness, no. I've never had the confidence to get up on a board. I always feel like I'm going to make a fool of myself. I have a lot of that angst, you know? I guess that's why I'm in radio, you know? I don't see people staring at me.
We have a question from Venice, Italy, with a question for Danielle Tucker.
Oh, Venice.
Venezia, hello. Danielle, do you have any romantic interest? Are you available for dating? What is your story? Caramia.
You sound really swell, dude. Well, first of all,
grazie mille. Piacere di conoscerti.
You first have to tell me what you like to do on a date.
Mi amor. Mangia. Mi amor, vino rosso.
Okay, well, you know, two of those works, but that third one, the mi amor, makes me a little nervous, because on the first date, you know, you shouldn't be trying to get in my pants.
Ciao, Bella.
Ciao.
All right, Venice hung up the phone on that one, apparently no longer interested in Danielle Tucker because rule of golf and love, too, apparently.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Who was your, as we interview you, Danielle Tucker, on
yes,
the Larry
sir.
King Show, who,
yes.
Who was the most famous golf luminary that you interviewed, and what was it like to talk to someone like that?
Arnold Palmer. What an amazing gentleman. I mean, it's not amazing. He is such a gentleman. He has this wonderful sense of humor. And you really get the feeling that he wants to talk with you, that he's enjoying the conversation. It's not an imposition, you know. He's got a smile. It makes you feel like you're a part of the family. That's the thing about Arnold Palmer. He makes you feel like you're a friend, and you can't beat that. You know, he was, I imagine Ben Crenshaw is probably very much like that. And I think a lot of the players from, you know, that era are more inclined to talk to their people and not just sign autographs, because people aren't quite as, I don't know. People today just crowd in on you, you know, and I'm sorry, it's okay. I know there's a lot more of us today than there were then. But it's a wonderful feeling around Arnold.
Fairbanks, Alaska, with a question for Danielle Tucker. Hello. Yes, Danielle, have you ever played at any of the Donald Trump golf courses?
You know, I have not. I have never had the opportunity to be on a Trump course. Have you, sir?
Fairbanks must have hung up. I didn't like that answer at all. And, of course, there are plenty of them. I personally recommend Turnberry in Scotland.
Oh, gosh. That's a Donald Trump course?
It is now. It wasn't always, but he put a lot of money into renovating it.
Oh, well, yes.
If you could play anywhere, where would it be?
Oh, the old course. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
I would love to be on the old course, and I wouldn't have to play. I would I would putt my way through.
You could. That's a funny thing. You could, well, except for the smoke and burn, you'd have to go over the bridge. Otherwise, you could putt your way all the way around. Now,
yes.
Danielle Tucker.
Yes, sir.
Another question. This
oh, my
one
goodness.
From Miami, Florida, for Danielle Tucker.
Okay.
Danielle, if you could play in a foursome with three people, anyone you could choose, living or dead, who would your foursome be?
It would have to be Michael Patrick Shields.
With, oh, dear.
Yes, with Arnold Palmer and Jack Nicklaus and Ben Crenshaw. Yeah. Wouldn't we have a ball? We'd have a blast. It'd be so much fun.
Very nice. I noticed you'd be the only woman in that foursome.
Well, you know, I think, yeah. Oh, well. Yeah. Yeah. They're more, you know, guys tend to be a little bit more relaxed on the golf course. So it, because, you know, we women want to, you know, really show that we've got what we've got. And when you do have what you have, like Mary B. Porter King, she's so amazing on the golf course. I should have added Mary B. Porter King on the golf course because she's got, I mean, her demeanor is so relaxed and so chill. It's, you don't feel nervous at all. She just makes you feel like, oh, you know, we're out here having a blast. And, you know, you end up having a blast. It's wonderful.
Honolulu, Hawaii, a hometown call for Danielle Tucker. What is your question, Danielle? Of all the 25 years of Claude Brousseau's and golf professionals you've had on the program, what is the one piece of advice, if somebody said, boil it down to one thing that would help them with their golf game or their golf career, what would it be?
Take a lesson. Take a lesson. I'm sure, and then tell the instructor exactly what you want to accomplish, and don't be afraid to say, you know, listen, you know, I don't really play that much, but I really need some help. Or if you're really good at it and something's gone wrong, just tell them. I just watch. Can you tell me, you know, can you take a look at what's going on in my swing? Because I just don't feel confident with my swing right now. That would be the one thing that I'd suggest to everybody. You know, we go out there and fumble our way around, but taking a lesson really gives you a sense of knowledge and some, you know, maybe not confidence, but a lot more than you had if you didn't. Okay?
Was there anyone you interviewed? You said that Arnold Palmer was magnificent.
Yes.
Was there anyone you interviewed that frosted you?
Frosted
me?
That
was no fun. You know, that was unpleasant or short with you.
Yeah, but I can't remember their name. I think I... that part of my memory bank shredded.
That is very polite of you. Very polite of you indeed. Somebody listening right now through your streaming, because you're available worldwide,
yes.
The Golf Club Radio Show is, says, I want to come to Hawaii to play golf. Which island does Danielle Tucker recommend for a first-timer coming to Hawaii to play golf?
Oh, my word. That's really, like, if you went to Kauai, which is very lush and grown, or if you went to a Hawaii island where it's way wide open and, you know, there's not a lot of, because it's a young island, Oahu has a whole lot of options, but then there's the traffic that you have to deal with unless you stay at a resort that has a fabulous golf course. And of course, all the islands have resorts with fabulous golf courses. Maui is amazing for golf, but so is a small island like Lanai, you know? And so it really depends on what your personality is attracted to the most. What type of foliage do you like to play in? What kind of scenery do you like to see? Because all of that sets the mood for your game.
Many of those courses have been seen on television in different types of things like the Skins game or the PGA Tour or the Tournament of Champions and that sort of thing. Do you have anyone that helps you with the broadcast, or are you a one-woman show? Who is your team if you have a team?
Well, I'm a one-woman show when it comes to producing the content of the show, but I couldn't do this show were it not for Rick Gray, who takes care of advertising so we can pay the bills to the station because it's not free to be on the air. And Nani, who is in here with me now, who answers the phones and keeps me on track. I couldn't do it without her. And, you know, this character, Michael Patrick Shields, he's on frequently, and I just love our conversations because he makes me laugh.
We have a caller from Las Vegas, Nevada, with a question for Danielle Tucker. Oh, what is your question? Hello.
Danielle, you mentioned this Rick Gray fella. What's he like? Is he available? He sounds sexy.
Michael Patrick Shields, I can tell that you are just making that up.
What? I'm in Las Vegas. Everything that happens in Vegas stays
in Vegas.
Can Rick Gray come to Las Vegas?
Yes, Rick Gray can come to Las Vegas and visit you.
Ooh, we could play golf.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. That would be so much fun. Oh, Michael Patrick, you are so wonderful.
He's as hot as the desert. I know it. I just know it.
And so are you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Michael Patrick Shields, my travel guru extraordinaire, Hollywood insider. His home base is in Beverly Hills, and he's getting regular acting. You know, he's like a, what was that you said, Michael? Are you still there? Michael
Steve?
Patrick, Michael Patrick, you're getting like big roles, right? You're the principal.
I got
the
one
latest...
on Monday where I play a grandfather. That's not so nice, but okay. I guess it's reality.
Okay.
And then Tuesday I've got some commercials to do, and then I'm flying to Orlando next weekend.
Okay.
And just got back from Virtuoso in Las Vegas. It's been busy. Sure. It's been busy.
Busy. The principal, though, in the latest from Sky Borgman, Abducted in Plain Sight.
Oh, you saw that. That's where I play the principal. That's coming out in late August. I'm especially proud of that because I got a pretty good role. And they gave me a suit, and they let me keep the suit. You can believe that. The brown suit. And Sky Borgman is a very successful director.
Yes.
She's had a number one Netflix hit before this, and so she directed me. And I tell you what, most always the directors I've been working with are women, and that is really fun. And she's fantastic, and that will be, it's a story, believe it or not, set in Beale City, Michigan, which is a true story, of some kids who got cyberbullied, and they thought it was by their friends, but they come to find out, maybe I shouldn't spoil it.
You shouldn't spoil it.
You'd be really surprised when you find out who was actually doing the cyberbullying. So I play the principal who tries to research and figure out who it is.
Wow, that sounds fascinating. Thank you so much for having fun. You are wonderful. I
Larry,
was so scared.
He's hanging up.
Michael Patrick Shields. Hey. Aloha.
Mahalo.
And we're coming back with Mark Rolfing after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
PGA Junior League is a fun team golf experience for kids that the entire family can enjoy.
Boys and girls learn the game from PGA and LPGA professionals and have a great time with friends.
Find your team and get ready for a fun and exciting PGA Junior League season.
I want to see you out playing in your jersey and having fun. Visit PGAJuniorLeague.com.
Hey, Hawaii, it's just too hot not to work smarter, faster, easier with our landscapers' super riding mower sale at Aloha Power Equipment. And whether you're a homeowner or a supersized landscaper, we've got the easy riding mower of your dreams, and it's waiting right here for you. Don't forget the accessories. From mowing to mulching and bagging, we make yard work easy. Mow it, blow it, bag it, done. Remember, it's always fire season. Protect your property with the best tools around. Aloha Power Equipment. And if you live on a neighbor island, no worries. We ship off island just for you. New shipments come in daily. Tell them Danielle sent you. That's Aloha Power Equipment.
Hey, Mark Rolfing here. The First Tee Hawaii is a nonprofit organization that helps kids build character, confidence, and life skills through golf. And we need volunteers like you to coach our next generation of golfers. No matter your skill level, our free coach training gives you tools to mentor kids. We have locations on all the islands, and enrollment is open now for our Level 1 Coach Certification. Call 808-500-1515.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore has reopened to rave reviews. Come play our newly renovated greens. Bring the family, invite some friends. When you stand on that tee box, see that view, you'll know why Poipu Bay makes any day special. Come, join the aloha at Poipu Bay, where golf is played. Call 808-742-8711. Your tee time is waiting.
What's a great way to shape up your golf? Polish your swing at the Newtown Golf Driving Range located in Iaea. Stop by to warm up before your round or wind down after work and hit a few balls. Enjoy great food from our popular Newtown Cafe and check out the Asau Golf Shop for the most up-to-date golf equipment and club repairs. The Newtown Driving Range, operated by the Casey Nakama Golf Group. Good golf, good food, and good fun.
Ah, here's the local rule sign. Keep it in the fairway. It speeds up play. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
Mark Rolfing, Golf Channel, NBC Sports, golf commentator, analyst, member of Hawaii Golf Hall of Fame, and DePaul University Hall of Fame. You can find him at golfhawaii.com. Welcome into the clubhouse, Mark.
Well, thank you, Danielle. All the way from Caves Valley, Maryland, believe it or not.
Yeah, I've been watching. Boy, that's some golf course. What's it like?
Well, it's really cool. First of all, it's right in this incredible valley. I mean, we're not that far from downtown Baltimore, yet, you know, there's horses and some of the biggest deer I've ever seen and dogs running around. It's really a very, very cool place. It's sort of a golf course built on farmland here, and it's a really good course.
Oh, it sounds good. I like it. The farmland idea, that's my kind of terrain. I really like that. Now, the Caves Valley Golf Club, what's going on is the BMW Championship. And is this really one of the most important golf events of the PGA Tour this year?
Well, it really is. You know, every year it seems like we make a new tweak to these FedEx Cup playoffs. You know, I think it's better now than it was in the beginning, but I still don't think we have it exactly right. For example, Rory McIlroy skipped the first playoff event last week in Memphis, and it had no effect whatsoever on his FedEx Cup standings and whether he could win the FedEx Cup or not, because it's all going to come down to next week in Atlanta. It just doesn't feel right to me that a player ought to be able to skip a playoff event. Like if a Super Bowl-bound team decided to skip a playoff event in the NFL, I don't think they would go to the Super Bowl. You got to play, I think. And so even though next week all the marbles are on the line, I think they're going to have to come up with another revision where it becomes mandatory for the players to play all the FedEx Cup playoff events. Yeah. There's only three.
Yeah. Do you know why Rory McIlroy is choosing not to play what seems to be so often?
You know, he's playing a lot of golf. If you look at McIlroy, he's playing all over the world. He's coming up playing in India. He's going to play in the Australian Open.
Okay.
You know, he was, everybody thinks he's Irish. Yeah, he was born in Ireland, but he literally grew up in the Middle East. So he starts his season now by not coming to Hawaii, and he plays in the Middle East in two big World Tour, DP
gotcha.
World Tour events on the European Tour. So he's playing as much golf as Scottie Scheffler or the American players. It's just not all in America.
Yeah, it's home to him where he's playing.
Yes.
And yes.
Well, that's correct.
Yeah. Makes sense. Now, during this at Caves Valley Golf Club FedEx Cup playoff series that's going on, the BMW Championship, Scottie Scheffler is, well, the last time, you know, the family kind of Life got in the way, so I wasn't able to check the scores. Is Scotty still behind this incredible Scotsman, Robert McIntyre?
You know, we just did a show here, a one-hour preview show. We got off the air at 7 o'clock Hawaii time, and I was talking about the odds. I happened to look at the Las Vegas odds. Scotty Scheffler is 5 strokes behind going to the third round. So there's still 36 holes left, but he is a full 5 shots behind. Yet the odds makers in Vegas have him almost even money to win this tournament. That's how good he is.
Yes.
And don't get me wrong, Robert McIntyre is good. He's very good, but he's not Scotty Scheffler good. And if you look at Scheffler, he's played okay. He's played good golf for him, but not great. Whereas McIntyre has been playing out of his mind. He's playing like way better than I've ever seen him play in his life. So the question is, can he keep doing that? And will Scotty keep only playing marginally good? I think the answer is no. I definitely feel like 5 is not going to be the lead by the end of today's round.
Okay. Because, when you were talking, it sounded like a horse race. You know, and you hold the horse back until, so it's, so maybe Scotty's kind of like just going along, keeping along, and then he's got a lot of oomph to go to the third and fourth rounds. And while Robert McIntyre may be playing himself out, depending on, you know, how much he can take when it comes to being on the golf course. Is it exhausting a day in their lives? They're accustomed
to
it.
No, and for Robert McIntyre, he'll have never had a day like this. But Robert McIntyre, I'll tell you, is a tough, tough guy. He is a Scotsman. He was born on a tiny little island and grew up on a tiny little island on the west coast of Scotland.
Wow.
And it's amazing to me. If you want to know how tough he is, take a look at his complexion. He's a Scotsman. His skin is pale white. But yet the sun never affects it. I've never seen a guy where the sun does not impact his complexion at all. That's how tough he is.
Okay. He can fend off the sun. That's quite
a
guy.
He can fend off the sun.
So, but I love this leaderboard because it's like Ludvig Åberg, Hideki Matsuyama, Michael Kim, Tommy Fleetwood, Maverick McNealy, Sam Burns, Harry Hall, Victor Hovland, Rory McIlroy, having Victor, I don't know Harry Hall that well, but Sam Burns and Victor Hovland, that's very cool to hear or see him so close to the top.
I'll tell you who it's especially cool for is any European Ryder Cup fans. Take a look at that group that you just talked about. Harry Hall is desperately trying to play his way onto the European team. I don't think he's quite going to get there. But Harry Hall is one of the best putters I have ever seen. He is a really, really good putter, that guy. He would have to win, I think, this week and maybe next to get on that European team. But if you take a look at Hovland and Åberg and Fleetwood and McIlroy, and you look at the core of that European team, and then you look at the disarray that the U.S. team is in once again, just like we were in Rome, 2 years ago. Here we go again. I think the Europeans are probably going to end up being favored when that Ryder Cup comes around the corner. We're still 6 weeks away. But I don't know. I think the Americans are going to be in a little bit of trouble here.
Yeah, it's interesting that a bunch of guys from a whole bunch of different countries can coalesce while we're kind of like this and that and this and that. And we need to, get together, know what we're a one, not a bunch. And
yeah, let me tell you how difficult it's going to be. So Bryson DeChambeau is going to make the U.S. team. The U.S. team is all going to play in the Pro Core Championship in Napa. That's a fall series event on the PGA Tour. That's 2 weeks before the Ryder Cup. They're going to do it to prep for the Ryder Cup, which is a good idea. Mm-hmm. They didn't do that in Rome. They were all sort of 4 or 5 weeks off before the Rome Ryder Cup. Here's the problem. Bryson DeChambeau is not eligible for a PGA Tour event. He can't play in that event in Napa. And so now they're talking about he's going to go to Napa, not be able to play, and that's just going to cause even more,
weird,
I think,
sort of, we're not one. Yeah. We're 11-1, you know. Yeah. It's too bad. Can they change the eligibility for that one event? No way. It's a PGA Tour event, and the Ryder Cup is the PGA of America. But that is going to do nothing but hurt the American team. I think the division that that whole trip is going to cause.
Well, and the Ryder Cup is like, you know, the Ryder Cup. It would be great if it was like, you know, the playoffs, everybody comes together, and then finally, bam, there's the head-to-head. And we watch it, and we're like, yes, and each team is fighting to be on top. And I mean, sure, this is golf, so we're not exactly fighting like football. But it just seems... They were never together, and that just bothers me. I hope I'm wrong. I want us to be together.
No, you're right, and it's the stupidest reasons. 2 years ago in Rome, it was because Patrick Cantlay didn't want to wear a hat.
Oh,
he didn't want to wear a hat that said USA on it because he wasn't getting paid. I mean, come on. How much money do you need? And look at all the money these guys are making, and we had a whole other problem in Rome because one of our players wouldn't wear a hat. If it's not one thing, it's the next, and you never see that happen with the Europeans. That's why they have been so successful in these Ryder Cups.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. You wouldn't wear that because he wasn't being paid. USA? Come on. You're proud of your country, dude. Wear the hat. I also like seeing Ricky Fowler in the news. Ricky Fowler, Taylor Pendrith, Jason Day, Denny McCarthy... They could make moves into the top 10. Is that possible?
Well, they could, but the problem is Ricky Fowler's got to get in next week. Now, if you get in next week, which is the top 30, the slate is wiped clean, and everybody starts from scratch next week. So he could win the FedEx Cup. The problem is he has now got to move from 36th to 30th to get in that top 30 for next week. He's got to do that in the next 36 holes here, so... He's got to pass a lot of players to do it. I thought he had the best comeback of the day yesterday, Danielle. He got up on the 17th tee, and he hit the ball in the water just when he didn't have to. He was in really good shape, 4-under, hit the ball in the water, made a double bogey, but he came right back and buried it the 18th hole. So he is still 35th right now. But he does not want to be 31st. That's no good at all. You got to be 30th or better.
Wow. And speaking of 30th, two players moved into the top 30. Michael Kim, I think, has moved from 42nd to 26th. That's an incredible leap.
Yeah, it really is. If you think about Michael Kim, nobody even knew who he was a year ago. Totally changed the trajectory of his career. He won a tournament 9 years ago on the PGA Tour. And then kind of disappeared for quite a while, had some putting issues, didn't have total playing status, and now here he is again. And, you know, you get in that top 30 for next week, that is everything, being in that top 30. You get a two-year exemption on the PGA Tour. It also gets you in three of the four major championships. So, you know, that would be huge for Michael Kim to hold that position. But he's got a lot of good golf ahead of him that he has to play here. If he's going to stay 28.
Yeah, I can't wait. I'm looking forward to watching this weekend, you know, because there's so much on the line and such great players and names that we don't always hear. That's probably the most exciting part about it. You know, having some of these guys, Ricky Fowler, Taylor Pendrith, Sungjae Im, Robert McIntyre, Ludvig Åberg, guys that we don't, Tommy Fleetwood. Yay, Tommy, you know, Hideki Matsuyama's up there, too. So it's really exciting. You had the Rolfing Sports, sports management and consulting company, but you also serve as a golf ambassador for MD Anderson, the Cancer Center, advocating for sun safety and cancer prevention within the golf community. So that must, as in that position, Mark, watching that young man with white skin not doing anything about it, that must really bother you.
Yeah, it really does. I mean, and especially now, being a cancer survivor that I am, I just know how important it is for everybody to get screened, to get tested as much as possible. Anytime you notice any kind of a little change in your body, something has changed, something's wrong. I mean, the tumor that I had in my jaw. Was in there almost a year and a half before they took it out. And I, you know, I was very close to being in really bad shape. But my most important message before I go here with everybody is put that sunscreen on. Phil Mickelson, for his entire career, refused to wear sunscreen. I couldn't believe it. He had the reddest face you've ever seen of any player all the time because he wouldn't wear sunscreen. And here his wife was an MD Anderson grad, cancer survivor, Amy Mickelson, and Phil's not wearing sunscreen. Are you kidding me? Yeah. Put your sunscreen on, folks, and reapply it during a round because it's going to wear off and you're going to sweat it out.
Right on. All right. Hawaii Golf, host of Golf Hawaii Travel and Global Golf Adventure. I wanted to get to this because you'll be the lead, too, when the Century comes to town in 2026, January 8th to the 11th. That's only 145 days from today.
Already, I can't wait. I mean, it seems like it's right around the corner. It's going to be great. You know, that's my favorite week of the year. I love Masters. I love the Open Championship. I love the Ryder Cup. But there ain't nothing like the Century, as you well know, Daniel.
Right on. Mark Rolfing, Golf Channel, NBC Sports commentator, analyst. Thank you so much for being inside the clubhouse.
All right. Thanks, Daniel.
Aloha. We're coming back with Claude Brousseau, giving us some tips for the beginner and for the not-so-beginner, the more advanced golfer, after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
When Sears opened here more than 60 years ago, who made all their signs? The Honolulu Sign Company, to 1724 Hart Street off Waikamila Road on the Everside. They do building marquees, letter signs and lighted signs, parking and tow signs of every kind, OSHA compliant signs, custom signs of all types. Call 847-4047. Licensed and insured Honolulu Sign, serving Hawaii since 1939, where quality and service have not been forgotten. Call 847-4047 now.
Poipu Bay on Kauai, South Shore. Share our home with Need a Gift for That Special Someone? Tired of giving fruit baskets you know are getting recycled? Give a Poipu Bay Golf Gift Certificate. Whether it's a birthday, business, or anniversary, here's the one gift that is always the right size and the perfect date. Just give us a call and it will be waiting for you to pick up or mail to your office. There may even be time to sneak in a nine. Call us for the perfect gift, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay on the Garden Isle.
What does your company sell? Do you provide a service, fill a need, sell insurance or real estate, or that must-have new car? Become a sponsor of Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club radio show. We reach a pure target audience of business owners. Let us help you. We have affordable rates, and it's easy to do. Just email rick@radiogolfclub.com or call Rick at 808-220-1000. Reach the people like you who are too busy running their business. That's Rick at radiogolfclub.com or call 808-220-1000.
Hey, Mark Rolfing here. The First Tee Hawaii is a nonprofit organization that helps kids build character, confidence, and life skills through golf. And we need volunteers like you to coach our next generation of golfers. No matter your skill level, our free coach training gives you tools to mentor kids. We have locations on all the islands, and enrollment is open now for our Level 1 Coach Certification. Call 808-500-1515.
Off a tree, hit a rock, and bounce next to the pin. That's my kind of golf. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
Claude Brousseau, PGA Master, Director of Player Development, Wailea, author of Realize Your Golfing Potential, Unlock the Secrets of a Proficient Short Game, a Vision 54 Coach, Aimpoint Certified, ranked number one, 2024-2025, best teacher in the state of Hawaii by Golf Digest, and he has been since 2019. Welcome into the clubhouse, Claude.
Aloha, Daniel. Thank you very much for this opportunity to talk with you and your listener.
Absolutely. Someone asked me a question this morning. What would you suggest to someone who doesn't know much about golf or someone who knows a lot? And I said, the most important thing you could do is go get a lesson. Talk to the people who can teach you, who can help you. And here you are, Claude Brousseau. What do we do for the beginning golfer, somebody who is just, you know, so they don't start making, you know, old bad habits are the ones that are very difficult to break.
Yes, Daniel, that's correct. So your advice was spot on, is you need to find a LPGA or a PGA coach, teacher that will help you to start with good fundamentals. Now, also, new golfer has to remember that everybody started as a beginner. And it's all about learning a new skill. The issue we see very often, and then golfer get frustrated, especially the new one, is that they want to perform first with no knowledge and no training. So that doesn't work in life, and that doesn't work in golf either.
Mm.
Basically, find a coach. How to find a coach? Ask your friend who are a golfer. Look for somebody who does that full-time and is busy. That's a good sign. And then you should improve quite rapidly. Now, at the beginning, you have to really focus on the fundamentals. What I mean by that, and I like to use an acronym called BPGA. PGA, Professional Golfer Association, easy to remember, BPGA. The B stands for ball position. So where is the ball in relation with the center of the golfer when they start and with the in relation with the club head? Then the next one, posture, is how you place your body to be able to swing that club and move your body in an athletic, rhythmic motion. The third one is grip, or how you put your hands on the club. Then the last one, it's aim and alignment. So BPGA, ball, pursue, grip, and aim. Golf is a target game, so you need to know how to organize the club face and the ball in relation with the target you want to go towards, and then organize your body in relation with that. So that will be my first advice. The second one will be, the priority for a new golfer is make solid contact. Do not get, I will call that almost obsessed on how far the ball goes. Because if you don't touch it, it doesn't go anywhere. So the first skill is making sure that the club face contact the ball. And then after that, you can speed it up.
Yeah.
Then also, I think it's very important that you have, you need to understand why the ball goes where. And then after you get your BPGA, the next thing should be more aware, where is the club face and how do you control that club face? So basically, hands and wrists control club face. I like to use analogy in the daily life. Think about it, Danielle. If you were driving your car, your hands and wrists control the steering wheel control the direction of the car.
Yes.
So golf, hands and wrists control club face control the direction of the ball.
Nice. Very nice.
So they should focus on that.
Yeah. I like how you put that together, that, making solid contact with the ball is the number one priority. But sometimes one doesn't know, that's why you go to a teacher, right? How to position the club head, the club itself, on the ground so that when you come back, and your body gets involved. And also that the hands and the wrists are really the ones doing all the work. And a lot of people try to get their shoulders involved and their muscles involved. Is all of that necessary?
Yes, you use your entire body, but the direct control on the club face, Daniel, is accomplished by hands and wrists.
then as a new golfer, it's such a counterintuitive game, Danielle. So that's why you need help to understand how the club works. So one of the most common thing that the brain of the new golfer will tell is they try to go underneath the ball.
Oh.
We do not want to go underneath the ball. There is not many sports that I know of, Danielle, with a ball that we really going underneath the ball. Maybe volleyball. That's the only one I know of.
Yeah.
So the club has to apply a downward pressure on the ball. So just knowing that help you to progress a lot faster.
Well, we see all these people making divots. Aren't they going underneath the ball?
No, they're not. They're not, Danielle. The divot start, let's say, the divot will start on the target side of the ball, meaning I call that the club travel downward, contact the ball. The club is not done traveling downward, Danielle, when it touched the ball. We're talking orange shot and hybrids here. The club is traveling downward, contact the little ball, the golf ball, and then contact the big ball, the earth, on the target side of the ball. So the divot always start on the target side or in front of the ball towards the target. That's where the divot starts.
They don't go
underneath the ball.
Right. After the ball has been struck.
Correct.
Yes.
Correct.
Okay. I just thought, a lot of people don't know the dynamic of the whole thing. So that's why you go to a teacher. And
yeah.
I'm talking with Claude Rousseau, PGA Master, Golf Digest instructor, V1 Sports Coach Ambassador, Talent Contributor, Sports Illustrated Talent Contributor, Sportsbox AI Certified, Flight Scope Certified, Aimpoint Level 3 Certified, Vision 54 Authorized Coach. You can see all the different things that you could really, you can hone in on something. Maybe you're a more advanced golfer, but you're having some difficulties. Talk to us about, like, for instance, you sent me a note. More advanced golfer needs the fairway finder. What do you mean by that?
Okay, very good question, Danielle. So the fairway finder is, let's say, off the tee, you need to have a swing with either your driver or three wood, let's say, but for a most advanced player, that would be their driver. You know that when you do this swing with your body, the ball will be in the fairway. So all the top players have what they call my fairway finder. So when things are not going well, you need to go back on something that you know that will work. As an example, for a player that could be, all right, the ball will be slightly lower than what they will do normally on the tee. For somebody else, that could be, okay, I will make sure as a golfer that you complete your backswing. For somebody else, that could be, okay, my follow-through will be a little bit lower. Whatever that is, the golfer need to know that when he applied that type of a swing, more often than not, like maybe 85% of the time, the ball will be in play, will be in the fairway. That's what I mean for a fairway finder.
It just came to me, I don't know, does a golfer at the level of PGA Tour or just working into that kind of really intense competition, do you ever find where your body automatically gets ready to go so that there's not a lot of thinking? It just, your body knows what it needs to do, your mind knows what it needs to do, and you go.
That's correct, Danielle. But it's a skill that you need to train on the practice.
Mm.
But also, even at the high level, that's so interesting that you bring that up. Justin Rose, who is 45 and won last week, says it still puzzles me that he turned pro at 17, so he's been doing that for a long time. And then he says, I'm always kind of puzzled and amazed how come my body doesn't do what my brain asks the body to do. So, yes, you want to be free and swing like that, but so you need to train for that. And then at the ball, you do not want to think about how to do it, Danielle. That's the kiss of death there. At the ball, you need to trust that the practice you did and then your knowledge will show up.
Okay. And, you know, that's getting a lesson, working on what the teacher tells you to work on or suggests what you should work on to get the knack for it, and then somehow getting the brain and the body to work together.
Correct, Nanya.
Yes.
And there is no guarantee. This is what the golfer at every level,
okay,
but probably more than new golfer, have to realize, Daniel. Golfer do not control the outcome. Golfer witness the outcome. I will let your listener and yourself chew on that a little bit, meaning that, listen, you can do a super nice, solid contact, the ball get in the air, and just hit a sprinkler head, let's say, just be in front of the green and bounce out of bounds.
Yeah, yeah.
So when we approach every shot knowing that what you control is the process, your thought and your body, and then if you swing like there is no consequence on the outcome, but you play better golf and you will not be so stressful.
Yeah, not so tight too.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
One of the notes that I was reading from you, it is not a beauty contest.
Yeah.
It is not a beauty contest. What do you mean?
Okay, so golfer, what I mean by that is that golfer wants most of the time to do shots like they see on TV. So what matter when you play, it's not a beauty contest, meaning the shot doesn't need to be beautiful, like a high draw or a nice cut. Or what matter when you're on a golf course, it's a mathematical contest, I call that. It's a number contest. How many shots did you use to put the ball in the hole? So don't be upset if you, let's say, hit high on the ball, let's say, and the ball rolls, and then end up like 6 feet from the hole. Of course, it doesn't give you the same pleasure, the same satisfaction. But when you're on the golf course, what matter? It doesn't matter how the ball goes from point A to point B. That's what I mean. It's not a beauty contest.
Right on.
I had somebody on the course yesterday kind of miss the shot quite significantly, let's put it that way.
Mm-hmm.
And then the ball roll, and end up like 3 feet from the hole. But I say, you know, the game is about good misses. We call that a very good miss here. It was not beautiful. I can tell you that.
Yes.
But,
that's why
for birdie anyway.
Yeah, but that's why you wrote, avoid the big misses. It's a game of good enough shot.
Correct, Danielle. Exactly.
Yeah, that's great. All right. Some food for thought or quick tips to play better golf. One of them.
Go ahead, Danielle.
Pay attention to the orientation of the tee in relation with the fairway or green. The architect wants to create optical illusion.
What I mean by that, Danielle, is that, let's say, when you're on a tee box, I'm not talking the marker necessarily, I'm talking the design of the tee box will push you totally on the right side, let's say, of the green, let's say on the par 3, or outside of the green on the right side. So if you don't pay attention to that before you put the ball on the ground and do your aiming procedure, your subconscious visual system will go with the design of the architect. Then he's laughing at you because you did a great shot, perfectly online, but you were on the right side of the green or the fairway. So pay attention to that.
So they're trying to trick you all the way around, right?
Oh, yeah, they do.
And then here's one. If you're a slicer of the ball, tee up on the right side of the tee markers?
Yes. So that's counterintuitive, but that's make more sense when we think of the angle of the ball that will fly. Imagine you're on a tee box, and then if you tee up on the left side, let's say, we don't want to do that, because when the ball starts to curve in the air, the trouble will arrive a lot faster. Now, if you picture yourself now teeing up on the right side with the tee box, and look at that ball slicing again, now it opened the entire fairway for you.
All right. Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, Claude Brousseau, PGA Master, Director of Player Development at Wailea, author of Realize Your Golfing Potential, Unlock the Secrets of a Proficient Short Game, Vision 54 Coach, Aimpoint Certified. What if we want to take a lesson? Are you booked? Do you have time?
I have time, absolutely, Danielle. So if they want to take a lesson, they can go on waleagolf.com, and then there is a button there, book a lesson, so you can do that. You can also call me. It's 808-856-9458. So that's the way to reach me.
That's great. Thank you.
I'm available. Okay. However,
yes.
I kind of need to recharge my battery, so I'm going on vacation on Tuesday. So for the next few weeks, I won't be available.
Okay. Well, recharge, and we look forward to hearing from you again when you get back. Have a wonderful time.
Thank you very much, Danielle.
Thank you. All right.
Aloha.
Aloha. We'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, K-O-R-L, Waianae, Honolulu, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
I'm Paul Morikawa, 2020 PGA Champion. In every golf journey, some goals can feel like an uphill climb, even intimidating, especially if you're on your own. But in the game of golf, helping hands are all around us. Whether you dream of a championship or you're just trying to make golf your thing, PGA coaches have industry-leading knowledge, guidance, and support to help you take the next step. Just like my PGA coach, Rick Sessinghaus, has always done for me. Wherever your golf journey is headed, a PGA coach can get you there. Find your PGA coach at pga.com/coach.
Hey, Hawaii, it's too hot not to work smarter, faster, easier with our landscapers super riding mower sale. And we're talking about, you know, you got acreage, or you don't have that much, but you definitely need to take care of it. It's Aloha Power Equipment. Whether you're a homeowner or a supersized landscaper, we've got the easy riding mower of your dreams waiting for you. And don't forget the accessories, from mowing to mulching and bagging. We make yard work easier. You mow it, you blow it all together, and then you bag it, and you're done. Remember, it's always fire season. Protect your property with the best tools around. If you live on a neighbor island, no worries. We ship off island just for you, and new shipments roll in daily. Tell them Danielle sent you. That's Aloha Power Equipment.
What's a great way to shape up your golf? Polish your swing at the Newtown Golf Driving Range, located in Aiea. Stop by to warm up before your round, or wind down after work and hit a few balls. Enjoy great food from our popular Newtown Cafe, and check out the Asau Golf Shop for the most up-to-date golf equipment and club repairs. The Newtown Driving Range, operated by the Casey Nakama Golf Group. Good golf, good food, and good fun.
I'm 9 now, but when I was 8, I'd do things I wasn't supposed to.
You don't talk when people are putting.
Always repair the ball mark.
You keep your own score, so you have to know how to act.
And you gotta tell the truth.
Put a golf club in kids' hands and watch them grow.
If you do certain things that you're not supposed to, you get a shot added to your score. You don't want to do those things.
The First Tee teaches kids values that will impact their communities and the rest of their lives.
If it wasn't for golf, I'd be like my friends, a couch potato.
Visit thefirsttee.org to learn more.
Man, I thought that was in the cup. It bounced out. I've been robbed. Now, back to the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
Steve Greiner, PGA, founder of Links to Freedom, the 2016 National Patriot Award recipient, creator of PGA Best Practices Golf Program, used by all the Wounded Warrior programs. There are currently over 3.7 million disabled veterans in the U.S., many struggling to find a sense of normalcy and reconnect with the civilian life and their families. Well, this is one wonderful way to do that. Welcome into the clubhouse, Steve Greiner.
Hello, Danielle. How are you?
Good. It's so glad to make a connection with you. I've been looking forward to this for what seems like months. And Daniel Pinion is here. Last summer, he was talking with his polytrauma rehabilitation therapist, and she suggested something. I want you, Steve Greiner, to give us a little bit of background and introduce Daniel Pinion.
Well, I am so proud to be on this show and equally proud to introduce Command Sergeant Major Pinion. When I started our program, the Army Golf program that we do at Fort Belvoir, the original, started 18 years ago. So we go back to when the patrons at Fort Belvoir, who are military service members, got deployed, and then subsequently many went to Iraq and Afghanistan. And many came back having to adapt to a new normal. And it is my hope, and I realized as this program went on, that golf had way more benefits than I realized at first. And I think golfers should be very proud of what their sport does and their community does for our wounded, ill, and injured. And I think Command Sergeant Major Pinion telling his story is best, because that's what Links to Freedom is all about. And I think me not being the injured service member, I can tell you my observations, but Sergeant Major Pinion can tell you what PGA professionals, the game of golf, and the community did for him.
Okay. May I call you Daniel Pinion?
First, aloha, and you can just call me Dan.
Okay.
Please, just call me Dan.
I'm Danielle. You're Daniel. Now you're Dan. Good. I'm often Danny, so there. Dan,
perfect.
Yeah, Dan, I have to ask you, how did you find Links to Freedom, and how has it impacted your life?
Yeah, so it's great to hear Steve's voice, and I wish I could be there with him this weekend as they start another course, but I'll be there soon.
Wonderful.
Yeah, so it was actually my chaplain who I served with, and we're sort of neighbors, had told me about it. Like you heard, my polytrauma therapist had asked me, as we were trying to explore stuff to get me out of my funk. And as I had mentioned, August is, and we're in the middle of it right now. August is my worst month every year. I was unfortunately in a unit in combat where we took 50% casualties and death. So August, I go through severe depression and PTSD kicks up. And the polytrauma therapist was asking me what I'd like to do and go through my injuries. And I said, you know, I really used to enjoy playing golf when I go home on leave with my cousins. And I never played golf. Let's go play.
Mm-hmm.
And, I said, but I had too many injuries. And she said, what are you talking about? And she gave me a list of programs. And then my chaplain said, let's sign up for this one that says Links to Freedom. I heard it's amazing. And literally, I stayed up until midnight and 1 minute when it opened up, because I heard it sells out. It's so good. And I signed up. And the rest is history.
Wow. Did you just go there? Do you have to have clubs and all that stuff? Or how does it work?
Yeah, and I know Steve's probably better at it, but I will tell you, it's 8 weeks, volunteers, and I'll let Steve talk about it, but you just need to show up. I mean, that's the easiest way to say it. They have everything. You show up, and I promise you,
you will get taken care of. And Steve, this is your show, brother.
Oh, no.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Yes, we have clubs. We make sure we have everything that they need. And then after they go through the course, they can stay in it. Really, they can stay in it for life because they're coping with their injuries long term. Many of them, you don't go to the hospital and you're all better. It's a coping, a lifetime of coping. And we know golf's a lifetime sport. So as they go through the program, we do everything that we can to help them get equipment. We also have guest speakers that will speak and inspire to the various things that that they're challenged by. And the golf course is there, the practice facility, and of course the support group. It's all there waiting for them. And there is a little tough love. Daniel can probably mention this. As much as I can finesse it, we want them to engage because we can't help you if you don't come. We got to get you out of that shell, and that's where I have some talented therapists and military professionals that help me with that because, you know, that can be complicated for some of the troops.
Absolutely. If you want to find out more about this, it's links2freedom.org. Links, L-I-N-K-S, 2, T-O, freedom, F-R-E-E-D-O-M, as it said, .org. So, and it's an 8-week program, spring and fall. Do you folks have any in Hawaii yet?
I'm working. I'm trying. Fundraising is a challenge, and we all know that in the end, no matter, you know, how many good programs you have, and you still have to convince people to support you.
Yeah.
It is Links to Freedom's goal to have a program in Hawaii.
Oh, that would be wonderful, you know, because we have a lot of vets here. Now, Dan, how did golf going to Links to Freedom and being involved and, and you know, engaging, how did that help you in the long run?
Yeah, so I think, and Steve hit on a little bit, you know, one, there's many different skill levels that show up there. And I consider myself, I don't look athletic, but I considered myself pretty athletic growing up. And I understood the game of golf, even though I sucked. But you could go from somebody who never even saw a golf club to people who consider themselves low to even mid handicappers.
Mm-hmm.
Through the program to learn, and then they'll fix your bad habits. So they have all different ranges. But what surprised me was within the first 5 minutes of the orientation, where I knew it was the calling, is I just started bawling my eyes out.
Oh.
In the back.
Oh,
is when they when and I'll try not to cry here, but is when they hit the emotional side of the therapy. And it's really, I always say it's the veterans being around veterans is the best therapy.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I needed.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so to get out there and to have these PGA professionals volunteering their time and guys like Pete Van Pelt,
wow,
who is just a mentor to me now. And to give up their time, and all these volunteers, retired colonels and lieutenant colonels and first sergeants, giving up their time and family members, and to just be with us and to teach us the basics of grip and how to hit. I didn't realize the emotional stability it would give you and then the joy I would get after it. So I was coming home after 2 hours of each Saturday of this 8-week program. And my wife was like, oh, my gosh, look at you. And then I was like, hey, let's go do this. And let's go do this. And then she was like, hey, you're going back this Saturday, right? And I was like, oh, I'm going. She's like, good. And then it was like, hey, I want to try and walk 9 holes because of the physical problems. And then we was like, hey, let's try and walk this. So you start putting it all together, and my wife's like, after like 3 months of the program plus playing, she's like, I have seen a noticeable difference in you.
That's wonderful.
And then obviously I started volunteering Links to Freedom. I started donating, and then like Steve's saying, you can use the practice facilities. In a year, it's been exactly 12 months, my entire outlook has changed. I am now playing golf regularly. I'm in different associations or leagues. My physical outlook, my weight, my counseling. I still go to counseling every 2 weeks just to talk, and they have all seen the improvement. Medication is down. Even this month of August is lessened, and I can trace it all back to Links to Freedom. And I'm not trying to blow smoke. It's true. I can trace it back. It takes discipline. You got to stay with it, and you can't go back into your shell. But I can trace it back to Links to Freedom and being honest and how it all ties it back together. Over.
Well, I am so I'm so happy. Dan Pinion, thank you so much for being inside the clubhouse. I'm looking forward to talking to you again. Steve Greiner, PGA founder of Links to Freedom, thank you so much for being the leader and for, you know, not giving up when the going gets tough. The tough get going. And thank you for all your time and all your efforts and all the people who, you know, put their money in the bucket so that this could continue. I hope that continues. Thank you.
One quick thing, Danielle. Sergeant Major Pinion wrote a book. It's very moving. And so, and he gives a portion of the proceeds back to Links to Freedom. So we plug Links to Freedom. I just want to plug Sergeant Major Pinion's book because it means a lot to me when I read that, and it opens my eyes to what we can do if we take action.
Okay, Dan, we're going to talk about your book next, okay?
All right, sounds good. Thank you so much for giving me a few minutes. And Steve, I love you guys. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you for sharing all from the bottom of your heart. I was truly moved. Thank you very, very, very much. Aloha.
Thank you, Daniel. Aloha.
We're going to come back. Steve Pike, owner, editor, Spike on Golf and Travel.com, exploring the worlds of golf and travel for more than 33 years. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
PGA Junior League is a fun team golf experience for kids that the entire family can enjoy.
Boys and girls learn the game from PGA and LPGA professionals and have a great time with friends.
Find your team and get ready for a fun and exciting PGA Junior League season.
No high fives for me?
I want to see you out playing in your jersey and having fun. Visit PGAJuniorLeague.com.
What does your company sell? Do you provide a service, fill a need, sell insurance or real estate, or that must-have new car? Become a sponsor of Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club radio show. We reach a pure target audience of business owners. Let us help you. We have affordable rates, and it's easy to do. Just email rick@radiogolfclub.com or call Rick at 808-220-1000. Reach the people like you who are too busy running their business. That's Rick at RadioGolfClub.com or call 808-220-1000.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai South Shore has reopened to rave reviews. Come play our newly renovated greens. Bring the family, invite some friends. When you stand on that tee box, see that view, you'll know why Hoipu Bay makes any day special. Come, join the aloha at Hoipu Bay, where golf is played. Call 808-742-8711. Your tee time is waiting.
If you want more consistency and more distance in your golf swing, schedule a session with Coach Claude Brousseau, PGA Master and Director of Player Development at the Wailea Golf Academy. He's ranked number one teacher in Hawaii by Golf Digest since 2019 and three-time PGA Teacher of the Year. Claude will simplify your game and make you better. Scratch golfer or just beginning, call Claude at 808-856-9458 or by email claudeforbestgolf@gmail.com. That's 808-856-9458. And have more fun playing golf.
Off a tree, hit a rock, and bounce next to the pin. That's my kind of golf. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
All right, Steve Pike, owner, editor, Spike on Golf and Travel.com. His golf partners have included Arnold Palmer, Nancy Lopez, Alice Cooper, Joe DiMaggio, George Brett, Jimmy Buffett. He's interviewed former president or current president, script, Donald Trump, Tiger Woods, Muhammad Ali, Michael Jordan, Jack Nicklaus, Olympic gold medalist Scott Hamilton, and he's in the clubhouse with us right now. Welcome, Steve Pike, owner, editor, Spike on Golf and Travel.
Hi, Danielle. How are you?
Good, good. And I want to jump right in to the mix of tariffs that we hear so much about. The world of tariffs, although fluid, I've read from what you, I think, have gleaned that it's definitely going to impact the price of golf stuff.
Yes, I think so. It's still a little too early to tell yet again because everything is fluid, but I think from the way that the manufacturers, particularly Chip Brewer at Callaway Golf and Dave Marr at the Acoustic Company, which is the Titleist parent, the way they talk, they certainly expect it to have a little bit of an impact, but they're still not sure how much. I say gleaning from those two gentlemen is because they are the CEOs of publicly traded companies, so they have to be a little bit more transparent about their business than privately held companies.
Right, exactly. For instance, Topgolf Callaway brand CEO Chip Brewer, as you wrote, told the Wall Street Journal analyst during his, what was that, a Q2 conference call?
Yes, ma'am.
What is the impact that they're kind of looking at?
I think they're looking at an impact probably, you mean an impact of dollars?
Yes.
or an impact of sell-in dollars and sell-through dollars. It could be anywhere from $5 to $8 a club. It could be a little bit more than that. It sort of just depends on where they want to space it all out, and do the tariffs come from, say, what country? Because you get different product from
right.
each company, and then assemble it generally in the United States or in Mexico. And so a lot of it is just about how you put it all together. I don't think anybody really knows that yet. But everybody is sort of putting, or at least those two companies, and you expect others too, to at least expect something to be passed on to the consumer, probably somewhere in the same neighborhood of probably not quite as much as the percentage of a tariff itself, but somewhere in that neighborhood, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it does. But it is the company's best estimate of this year's impact, approximately $40 million. Up from $25 million this past May. So although it, I don't know how that, you know, shreds out to all of us going out and buying a putter or a driver or a box of balls, you know. And Brewer from Callaway goes on to say, Topgolf Callaway, this estimate is included in our full year guidance, net of our mitigation and cost reduction initiatives, which are, of course, ongoing. Did you understand all of that?
Yeah, that's just Wall Street speak for we're not going to make as much to our to our bottom line and our top line or bottom line, because it's going to cost us that much more in operating cost, and we don't know yet how much of that we need to really pass on
right
to the consumers yet. I think we'll know more about that as we go on more into the third quarter.
Yeah, I love our mitigation efforts include optimizing our supply chain footprint, vendor sharing programs, that sounds scary for the vendor, selective pricing actions, and cost reduction initiatives such as VBR, Valid Business Reason, program. As a result, we estimate mitigating greater than 50% of the tariff impact in the second half. Well, depending on the tariffs, 50% could still be quite a bit.
Yes, but again, remember that's a 50% across the board.
Okay.
So that doesn't mean that you're going to get a 50% increase in a driver or a 50% increase in a set of irons. That's 50% across the board to these companies that produce golf shoes. That would be a cushionette, yes, with FootJoy, but golf balls, drivers, wedges, irons, caps,
yeah,
all kinds of apparel. That's across the entire board.
Got it. So, and you know, this is from Steve Pike, owner, editor, Spike on Golf and Travel. And, you know, I copied and pasted on my little sheet here what you wrote about this after. Was it a briefing that the journalists got to get involved in?
Well, you can every quarter, a couple of months after the end of the quarter, 6 weeks, whatever it is, depending on the company, the CEOs of publicly traded companies have conference calls with Wall Street analysts, and essentially anyone can listen to that as long as you're approved to listen to that conference call. So anyone can listen to that conference call.
Excellent. Yeah, but it's like you're getting it from the head.
you're getting it exactly from the CEO of the company as he speaks to Wall Street analysts. Yeah. Now, that said, the only people who can ask the questions at that time are the Wall Street analysts.
All right. Well, still, you get to listen to the whole thing and then report out what you... When I saw that, I went, God, I've got to have Steve Pike on the show to talk about this, because tariffs, you know, we don't talk tariffs, but then you don't think about how it can impact individual, you know, like the world of golf, how much it's going to cost more. And frankly, we don't have a whole lot of spending money. You know, we have to be careful with it. Thank you so much for being on the show today. And I look forward to having you on again in the next month or so, if you've got the time.
I always have the time.
Thank you very much. Steve Pike, owner, editor, Spike on Golf and Travel.com, exploring the worlds of golf and travel for more than 33 years. I think he just got back for Tiburon, the Gold Course at Troon. You know, life's rough, Steve. All right. I want to thank all the people who make this show possible. And that, of course, includes my guests. But we have a new sponsor, and I'm so proud. The Newtown Driving Range. Warm up before your round or wind down after work. The Newtown Range, operated by the Casey Nakama Golf Group. Good golf, good fun, good food. It's Aloha Power's Landscaper Super Sale. Work smarter, faster, easier. It's a riding mower sale. You want them and we've got them. And, you know, we'll help you get them on the neighbor islands. No worries. Get yours today at Aloha Power Equipment. Open Monday through Saturday at Iwile next to the Costco gas station and in Waipahu. And, of course, coming from Honolulu or from Aiea, you'd take the freeway, get off the freeway for the Waipahu exit. You go down Farrington Highway, and then you get to Waipahu Depot Street. You need to be in the left lane, and then you have to make a U because you can't make a left. It's a fence. Just trust me. The Aloha Section PGA. Teach your children to play golf. It's the gift that lasts forever for self, health, friendship, family, go golf. Claude Brousseau, Master PGA Teaching Professional at Wailea Golf Academy, Wailea Maui, and the Honolulu Sign Company, branding banks and shopping centers and businesses and hotels since 1939. You know, I can't find you if there's not a sign telling me where you are. It's real rough that way. They don't put the numbers on those. It's just finding. So put a sign up. Let them know this is where I am. They will find you with your sign. It's the Honolulu Sign Company. Thank you for your mana, and may you hit the sweet spot every time. My name's Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club radio show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on The Golf Club.
Copyright 2025.